How you doing? Steve Moulton, WZZN out of Huntsville, Alabama. I just wanted to get your opinion on the linebacker core, KJ. Especially, how beneficial was Deshaun Davis last year to the defense?
He was very beneficial to our defense last year. And, I mean, of course, him helping the younger guys, showing them different things and just being that leader to them. You know what I mean? Just like how you were saying with the younger guys. You know what I mean? I feel like they're not young guys because I feel like the old head did enough for them last year, just teaching them the ways of the game and everything. And, I mean, they played pretty good snaps last year too. I mean, just having KJ and Chandler step in, I feel like we're not going to lose a beat next year. And, I mean, they're our vocal leaders, and they're very smart. They know the defense in and out. And I know they're going to play football. They're great kids.
To your left here on the second row.
Two of the biggest questions on Auburn's team this year is both the offensive line and the secondary. What do you have to say, you know, in spring practice about the offensive line in front of you and also your fellow defensive teammates in the secondary behind you? What have you seen, you know, in them as far as progression?
I've seen a lot, man, especially from the offensive line, man. They're pretty talented, and they have showed that they can be great. You know what I mean? Like, they block us every day. So, I mean, like, it's not like we just dominate practice every day. You know what I mean? You have Prince, and you have Quell, and you have Caleb Cam, and you have Jack Driscoll, and then you have the pounder, Mike Horn. You know what I mean? Like, those guys, they're going to compete against us every day. And, like, they showcase that they can be great. And then our secondary, of course, man, I know our secondary is going to be pretty good this year. I know that for a fact because they work at it every day. Like, there'll be 2 o'clock in the morning, they'll wake up and be like, man, let's go get some work. I might be like, man, dude, at 2 o'clock in the morning, what you doing work for? You know what I mean? Going out there doing ladder drills, back pedals, doing anything like that, especially Daniel Thomas. You know what I mean? Just they're hungry for success this year. And I'm pretty excited to see what they're going to do.
To your left here, standing up, please.
Hey, Jacques Doucet, WAP-TV in Baton Rouge. If you can, I know it's tough memories, but the last two games against LSU had to be, you know, both games you felt like you could have, should have won and got away from you. Can you speak about that and then going to Baton Rouge this year?
I mean, those are very, like, heartbreaking games. I mean, the sophomore year one, we had it in our hands. We let that one go. We took our foot off the gas pedal. We should have kept it on our, the whole game and just finished them off. And then, boy, last year, ooh, I was sick, man. I was sick. I cannot lie. And, I mean, it hurt so bad knowing that, you know what I mean, you had a chance to win. You know, a call here and a call there, you know what I mean? Just it really destroyed that game. And then, like, we have a picture. They took a picture at the end of the game of how close we was to blocking the field goal. I mean, we was literally, the ball is here and our hand is right here. And, like, that just tells me there, man, that, you know, man, just fight to the end of the game, man. Just fight to the last seconds off the clock. I mean, we showed that, but I feel like this year is going to be a good game in Baton Rouge. I know it's going to be hot. It'll be very hot, humid, and just go out there and just play football, man. That's all it is.
You got to stop playing those two dirty
games,
huh?
Yeah.
To your left here, second row.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys all watch TV, listen to the radio, or on social media. I'm sure not all of the comments are flattering. I'm just wondering how you as a leader handle that in the locker room, especially with the younger guys and what you tell them.
Oh, man, I just tell them to flush it, you know, like a toilet. You know, you flush every time you use it. Just flush it, man. Let it go down the drain. Let it go in one ear, out the other. Don't pay attention to it. You know what I mean? Just do what you do, man. Do what you can. You know what I mean? Just, how can I say this? Control what you can control. You know what I mean? You can control what other people say about you. You can control whether you hear it or not. You can control if you want to let it affect you. You know what I mean? But just flush it, move on, and let's get better.
Right here in the middle, and after you ask your question, could you hand the microphone up over your shoulder?
Gotcha.
Great.
A whole host of guys on this defense all decided to come back. They could have been high-round picks in the draft, but they decided to come back for a reason this year at Auburn. What is that reason that everyone decided to return?
My reason is to win. I mean, nobody wanted to be a loser. I mean, being a loser hurts, man. You feel bad. You feel like you let people down. Like, man, this year, man, we're going to make sure the Auburn family is happy. And I promise I'm going to leave it the best way I can. So, I mean, just doing what's best for Auburn.
Charity Chambers, WZDX, Huntsville, Alabama. Marlon, I know you didn't really have the season you had hoped for last year. What have you been doing this offseason to kind of improve and maybe get to where you want this season?
I mean, I've been doing just, like, tackling dummies all day. Because, I missed a lot of sacks last year. I was sick about that, too. You know what I mean? Just waking up every day be like, man, I was this close to making this play. I was this close to making that play. You know, just finishing the big plays, man, just, you know what I'm saying, working more harder. You know what I mean? I feel like last year I took an off year, and it showed, and it hurt me. And now I'm back, and I'm better, and I'm gonna prevail.
To your left over here, standing up.
Garrett Mathing, IAWEAC. You touched earlier on the linebackers, but specifically with KJ Britt stepping into the role that he stepped in. What are some of the things you've seen from him over the last couple of years and your expectations for him this season?
Leadership-wise, I mean, he's a leader. I mean, like, he trying to take over my team, and I ain't going to let him do that, you know what I mean? It's mine. But, you know, him just being, you know what I'm saying, a better football player, because I know he had pledge, and you can see, like, he took away from that too, you know what I mean? But just seeing him grow up and be a better player, being a better student. I mean, also starting the classroom. It starts with film. It starts there. Start learning to play, learning the defense, learning this, learning that, learning the ins and outs, learning what the defensive line how to do, learning what the secondary got to do, and then that helps your game improve, you know what I mean? Because, you know, like, if he's not in his spot, I can't make this play. You know, but if I get him in this spot and I get this secondary right here to hold this end up, what can I do then? You know what I mean? Just doing little things like that and just being the quarterback of the defense. That's what Deshaun Davis was our quarterback.
Third row right here.
Marlon, Jamal Kennedy, WSFA in Montgomery. From your time at Greenville to your time at Auburn now, just your maturation and your growth at SEC Media Days, really just what does that mean to you to be representing not only Auburn but Greenville High School?
I mean, it means a lot, man, that I have younger kids looking up to me. You know what I mean? It's scary, too, because, you know, like, you don't want to mess up. You know what I mean? But it just, like, it's a high. It's like a real life high. And I mean, I'm just glad to be in this situation. You know what I mean? Just to show people something different. You know what I mean? I'm from a country town. You know, like, pretty much nobody really makes it out. I think we had one person make it out the last time, which is Darius Smith, which is he's at Green Bay Packers now. And, you know, it's just different, man. It's just different making it from a small town like that and just showing people that you could make it out.
Right here in the front, please.
Marlon, if you could speak to both quarterbacks. I'd love a scouting report on both quarterbacks. Plus, with Gus taking over the play calling for the bowl game, could you notice, especially in practice, the differences between Chip and Rhett as opposed to Gus being the play caller?
In a sense of a way. But, you know what I mean? It's about whoever gets the job done, man. I just want to win. I'm at Auburn to win. And, I mean, I want a ring this year. I really do. And, I mean, Coach Mazzan to put us in the best situation that we can be in with hard work and dedication. And I just feel like this year is the year, you know what I mean, to show people that we are great.
So, can you give me a scouting report on both quarterbacks?
I mean, like, they're both the same. Like, whatever you read, is like, they're really the same. Both mobile, both can throw, both are smart, both are leaders. I give you the same thing. No matter who's in, I'm with them both. I'm with them.
Right here.
Jason Caldwell, inside the Auburn Tigers, Auburn 24/7. Marlon, who are a couple of young guys that you've seen, whether it was develop in the spring or through the summer, that you feel like are going to be able to help you guys on defense this year?
Well, I know one for sure, man. He's in my room. Jaron Handy from Mississippi is a pure dog. And I like him. I do. He reminds me of me. Like, he coming in with that factor about him, like, man, I'm the best. Like, I want to help you guys. You know what I mean? He learning from me, so it's making me feel even more better. You know what I mean? He just showing me different things, you know? Like, he just showing me the glimpses of how I was as a freshman coming in. You know what I'm saying? Ready to learn, eager to learn. They're trying to find something good to just get me through this day. Because, I mean, he's from Mississippi. He's never been out of Mississippi before. And just seeing coming to a town like Auburn, coming to a big stage, you know what I mean? It's different for him, but I think he's the one that's going to prevail. And of course, Owen, he's a freakish athlete. Like,
right here,
he's
in the
guy.
Marlon, you're talking a lot about just wanting to win here in your last season at Auburn. You watched the basketball team go to the Final Four. You watched the baseball team go to Omaha. So what is it like for this football team to watch that happen? And do you guys talk about wanting to keep that Auburn sports train running?
Yes, of course you do. But, I mean, in our day, we just going to control what we can do, man. We're going to go out there. We're going to win football games, wherever it takes us. I mean, it's all about winning, man. I'm not looking for with whatever they did. We weren't about Auburn football. You know what I mean? What they did is great. That's great for Auburn. It's great for their program. It's great for everything. And it makes us look good, too, as well, because, I mean, we're part of the Auburn student family, student-athlete family. And, I mean, I'm proud of those guys. But the only thing we're doing, we're worrying about football, worrying about the football schedule, worrying about Oregon, and just worrying about playing football again.
To your left here by the cameras.
Marlon, Coach Malzahn called this possibly one of the best defensive units he's had since he's been at Auburn. I mean, that means a lot from a guy who's spent so much time on the plane. For you, looking at the potential of this unit, is it the best it's been since you've been on campus?
I mean, I feel like last year was the best, to be honest. I mean, I feel like last year we had every piece to the puzzle. We just couldn't put it all together. I mean, I feel like this year is a more hungry team. I feel like this year we're gonna showcase. I'm telling you, like, I feel like this year is going to be a good year for Auburn as a group.
To your right, second row.
Marlon, Shelton Haygood with WBRC-TV out of Birmingham. What is it like to sack a quarterback? Kind of take us through.
It's different, man, to hit a quarterback and hit him. But you want to hit the quarterback how you want to, like how you picture it in your mind. You know what I mean? You don't get it like that all the time, but sometimes you try your best to. But just tackling the quarterback is like, dang, man, I tackled your quarterback. Like, are you going to stop me again from tackling him? And just things like that, man. It just, because, like, I'm a talker, you know what I mean, on the field. But I showcase it, too, now. I do show people that I'm that guy. But just, you know what I mean, just having that fun with the game, you know what I mean, making it more competitive instead of just making it, like tight, you know what I mean. So just having fun with it.
Anybody have a final question?
Real quick, you said you're a trash talker. Who's the best SEC trash talker you've faced so far?
That's a good question. I would have to think on that one. The best SEC trash talker. I would want to say Jeffrey Holland. Sensei Mudd. He talked the most trash I ever seen in my life. Like, man, you can't block me. You can't do this. You can't do that. And I understand that he's from Auburn, but just seeing him tell people that he can't be blocked and him show it is magnificent. Like, his junior year was just incredible. Like, he showed people that he's one of the best pass rushers in our league. And I mean, he was that guy talking-wise and showing. So.
All right, one more. There we go. Right front. Go ahead.
With Oregon coming up, I mean, it's college game day. What would you like to focus on leading up into that game? Where would you like to improve during fall drills before the Oregon game?
I mean, I'm just looking for a W, man. Like, I know y'all probably tired of hearing me say about a W, a win. But winning is all that I care about right now. I don't care how we win, as long as we win. And, I mean, just showing us that we got better from last year from Purdue game. And, you know what I mean, taking that all-time high into this upcoming season and just showing people that we are a good football team and that we are a good football program and just having more people come watch us and just showing people that Auburn is a good school, too.